Hi, I'm Ruth.
And I'm Lori.
And this is 80s Music Rewind, where we discuss 80s music and culture as only two friends who have been friends since the 80s can.
So sit back and take a listen. This is 80s Music Rewind.
My name is Ruth.
And I'm Lori.
How you doing? Today we are going to talk about synth pop, some really good, best synth pop albums of the 1980s. Synth pop was a defining genre of the 1980s. I can't say it any other way now after that.
Genre.
Yep. Characterized by its use of synthesizers, that's why it's called synth pop, electronic beats, and catchy melodies.
So the first one, it's interesting because the album itself is not from the 80s. Nope. I mean, it's right at the beginning of the 90s, from 1990. But because this band was great, or still is great.
I think they consider it a late 80s
since it was released. I know. So, Violator by Depeche Mode. It is one of the quintessential synth pop albums of the late 80s. It features iconic tracks like Enjoy the Silence and Personal Jesus that help define the genre.
Okay, so...
But still, I mean, I remember it from the 90s. I don't remember from the 80s.
We're giving it a go. So the track listing for this is World in My Eyes, which is fantastic. Sweetest Perfection, which is fantastic. Personal Jesus, which is fantastic.
Didn't everybody have this tape?
Halo, I would hope so. Waiting for the Night, Enjoy the Silence. At the end where they go, enjoy the silence.
I don't sing well, so.
Policy of Truth, Blue Dress, and
Clean. I love Policy of Truth.
I do, too. I also love Blue Dress. It's a great song. Okay. The next one is, oh, God, I love this album, too. New Order, Power, Corruption, and Lies from 1983, which marked a significant departure from their post-punk roots and embraced synthesizers and electronic rhythms. Blue Monday and Age of Consent are highlights of this album. I am so sorry if you don't like Blue Monday. I don't know who you are.
Who does not like that song?
I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know. I remember dancing to that.
To Blue Monday?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm looking up the other tracks. Hold, please.
Please hold.
Please hold for
while
this.
I access your records. All right, Power, Corruption, and Lies is the second studio album by New Order, released in 1983, like we said. Okay, Age of Consent, great song. We All Stand, The Village, 586, Your Silent Face, Ultraviolence, Ecstasy, Leave Me Alone, Blue Monday, and The Beach.
I think that's probably their most popular, or one of their most popular. I mean...
I would say.
I mean, even if people didn't know who sang it, I know they've heard the song.
Oh, Blue Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. My God.
And you know what's really funny is I've heard the children playing this, and I'm like singing along, and they'll stop it because they hate knowing something that...
Yeah, exactly. The next album features one of my favorite songs by the Pet Shop Boys. Actually, I think it is probably my favorite song by
the
Pet Shop Boys.
And you just said it. You just said it.
Oh, I did. Actually is the name of the album from 87. It was their second album, and it has the hits like It's a Sin, and here's the song that I absolutely love. What Have I Done to Deserve This, which has Dusty Springfield on it with them. It's an awesome song, so if you've never listened to it, which I highly doubt no one has ever listened to it.
Well, it, not if you're listening to this podcast.
Exactly. It is a great song, but its blend of this album was this blend of catchy melodies, introspective lyrics, electronic production, epitomizes the synth pop sound of the 80s.
You know what we forgot to do? Go to the Pet Shop Boys movie.
Oh, we forgot.
Totally forgot. Just like you forgot to get yourself heart tickets.
Wasn't like we weren't busy.
Yeah, I'm slammed.
I mean,
and so Heart is coming, and that's one of my bucket list bands. And Lori also wants to see Heart, which I believe is one of her bucket list bands. And guess when they're coming? The day before my kid graduates high school. So I was basically told I can't go to the concert.
Well, what day?
Which was very,
what day is that? When are they coming? What's the date?
I can't remember. It's on.
You can look. What day is your daughter graduating? We go back a day. You don't know the date of the high school graduation?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm literally, I mean, to be 100% honest with you and serious, I'm blacking it out.
Oh.
Because I can't take it. I'm
like. Is it in May or is it in June?
It's in May.
Okay.
It's in May.
Okay.
And I'm also blacking out the date in which I have to move her into college. I already know that. I am blacking it out.
I think I have something else on the day that they were coming. I think there's something bad for me too on it. I don't remember what it is. I mean, what the date is, and I could possibly be
wrong. The next day is graduation. So I think it's a Saturday.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, I think it conflicts with something.
Yeah, everything. But here's the problem is I keep getting the ads for it where they're like, go see Heart. Blah, 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 blah.
Who are they with?
Just let me look.
I know, but I can't remember.
I'll see if I can find it.
And is it Anne and Nancy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heart Tour 2024. This is not part of the synth pop thing, but
we have you know.
If you've ever listened before, you know that we go on tangents.
Okay. It is. Oh, they're with Cheap Trick.
No, that's right.
I've already seen Cheap Trick.
Okay, when?
May 17th. Friday, May 17th at 8 p.m.
Where?
At Rosemont. At Allstate.
Okay. All right.
So if you go, get me a t-shirt. Anyway. The next one is Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, Architecture OMG. And Morality from 1981. It features their signature blend of synthesizers and melodic pop sensibilities. Some of the big tracks on here are Souvenir and Joan of Arc, which showcase the band's innovative approach to electronic music.
That was such a dramatic pause.
It was. I'm missing a page. Damn it.
You're missing a page?
Yeah, I'm missing a page. This is not my favorite OMG album. It's okay. But I'm not going to, you know, stop my car for it.
Right. It's my opinion. I mean, I think that it's just on this list because it helped, you know, get synth pop going. So I think it's just, you know.
It's an early synth pop.
Right.
Type of.
Mm-hmm.
It's early synth pop, so whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the next one?
Oh, it is the Human League, Dare from 1981. It's their most successful album. It features the classic synth pop anthem, Don't You Want Me. The album's sleek production and catchy hooks helped define the sound of the early 80s. That's another song. Who doesn't know that song? I mean, seriously, I want to know someone who does not. I mean, other than our ilk. Other than somebody who's not allowed to listen to it.
Yeah, I was going to say, we went to school with people who weren't allowed to listen to it.
But they might have listened to it now.
Yeah, it's true. True.
I agree. That's like, and the thing is that they were like, the pancake makeup and crap like that. Mm-hmm. Dare is a phenomenal album. Really is good. The next one I also love. Yazoo, which is Upstairs at Eric's from 1982, comprised of Vince Clark, which was, he was in Depeche Mode and quit, and Alison Moyet, who just toured with Tears for Fears last year. Mm-hmm. Yazoo's debut album features tracks like Don't Go and Only You, the album's combination of Clark's synth pop compositions and Moyet's soulful vocals garnered critical acclaim. This is a great album.
Okay. Again, everybody's listening to this. Such a great singer.
She is. And I think everybody has listened to this album 15,000 times because it's like a staple. Okay. What's the next one?
It is Erasure.
Ooh.
With their album, The Innocence from 1988. Mm-hmm. It was their third album. It had hit the hits A Little Respect and Chains of Love. It's infectious, energy and Vince Clark's synth-driven production helped solidify Erasure as one of the leading acts of 1980s synth pop.
And so if you notice, Vince Clark was very heavily in both Yazoo, which ended up being Yaz.
Yeah.
Right? But, yeah, I love this album as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, who doesn't know those two songs?
I mean, somebody doesn't.
I just love that one.
Probably someone who's born in the 90s. I don't know. The next one is Soft Cell Nonstop Erotic Cabaret in 1981. I'm just going to let everybody know at this point in time that I have not listened to this full album ever. Soft Cell's debut album features the iconic synth-pop track Tainted Love, along with other hits like Bed Sitter, I thought it was going to be Bedwetter, and Say Hello, Wave Goodbye. The album's dark and moody atmosphere, combined with Mark Allman's emotive vocals, make it a classic of the genre.
And we also want to add in our always the disclosure that we put in that this is the most overplayed 80s song of all time, and they need to just stop playing it.
Stop playing it for a year. Let's see what happens. But make us miss you. Mm-hmm. Make us miss you.
Make us want to go, whatever happened? Why aren't they playing that song? Make that one of the treasure chests. Yeah,
treasure chests. And here's an 80s treasure chest.
And it's like a great sign. I'm like, how is this in the treasure?
They always do that too. Chest. It's like, it's always a good song.
I know. I'm like, play that more often.
Yeah, and then they don't.
I know. It really makes me upset. Oh, is it my turn?
Yep.
I am so sorry. Oh, we're talking about Aha again. This time about the album that Take On Me was on. It was Hunting High and Low from 1985. It blends synth pop and new wave and pop rock elements. Its lush production and catchy melodies help propel Aha to international stardom.
Yes, again, The Sun Always Shines on TV is not on that one. I don't think. No. I'm only thinking of the next album, Hunting High and Low.
Mm.
Wait, what says it's Hunting High and Low? Is The Sun Always Shines on TV on this one?
I don't know. You know more about like that than I do.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to look at it. I'm going to have to look it up now. What is on Aha? Hold on 1 second. Hey, Alexa, what songs are on Aha's album, Hunting High and Low?
Aha from iHeartRadio.
Oh, for it's God's sake, play. It's just going to play Aha. Yeah. Oh, whatever. I'm just going to let it go. We'll figure it out. We'll let you guys know. And I don't remember at this point in time. God, because I'm tired. So it's been a long week, people.
Yes. Okay, go ahead, Miss Ruth.
Okay, I'm getting there. I have to get back into it because I just clicked out.
Because you don't have your paper.
I don't have my paper. Okay, Alexa, stop. Now, if Aha wants to pay us money, they can play their songs. The next one. This album sucks. Okay, so I'm just kidding. Mm. It's Tears for Fears, Songs from the Big Chair from 1985. While not strictly synth pop, The Hurting was, Tears for Fears' second album features a blend of synth-driven pop and rock elements. Hits like Shout and Everybody Wants to Rule the World exemplify the band's sophisticated songwriting and production. Mother's Talk would be more of an example of that. I digress. Yeah. I believe Mother's Talk is more of a synth pop thing than Everybody Wants to Rule the World, which is definitely not synth pop, and neither is Shout. So The Hurting was a synth pop album. I don't think Songs from the Big Chair is a synth pop album.
And it's okay to have that opinion.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's okay.
The next one is Talk Talk, It's My Life from 1984. It was their third album, and it marked a shift towards a more synth-pop-oriented sound, departing from their earlier new wave roots. The title track, It's My Life, became a major international hit and remains one of the band's most enduring songs. I really do like that song.
It's my life, don't you forget.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love that song, too. Mm-hmm. And also, what's the difference between new wave
and synth pop?
They're pretty similar. I mean, they're not the same. I'm not saying new wave is. I get it. Yeah. Okay. I get it. All right. The next one is Blancmange Happy Families 1982. Their debut album features a mix of synth pop and experimental electronic elements. Tracks like Living on the Ceiling and Blind Vision showcase the band's distinctive sound and Neil Arthur's evocative vocals. I have never heard this album.
Neither have I.
These songs.
I was like, the way you said the group name so perfectly, I thought, oh gosh, Ruth knows who these people are. And I have no idea. I do know
who they are.
Oh.
I have never listened to these.
I don't even know who this group is.
Oh. Yeah. So now we have homework. Okay. Next time we tape, you're going to come in and talk to us about what you know. I want a full report. 3 to 5 minutes with a PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. Okay. The next one is Gary Numan with The Pleasure Principle. Isn't that the name of a Janet Jackson album? It really is. It is the name of one of her albums. But anyway, this album was released in 1979. It was his third album, and it had a profound influence on the synth pop genre in the 80s. The album features the hit single Cars and explores themes of isolation and technology through Newman's distinctive synth-driven sound.
This album is so synth. Mm-hmm. Like, it is the most synth album I can think of, mm-hmm. in all seriousness.
I mean, and then, like, you think about that album, and then you think of Songs from the Big Chair. Yeah. How are they?
They're not the same.
It's not a synth pop album. I'm sorry.
It's not. Okay. And then, so, like, I think about the song Cars and the words of it. If you think about it, see how much it applies today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just... That's what bizarre.
I don't remember what we were listening to, but we were saying that it's still applicable today, the song, and how sad that is.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it was from, like, you know, mm-hmm. like the same, it's the same problems.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't go away.
The next one is Ultravox Vienna from 1980. Their fourth album features an atmospheric synthesizer and lush production. Because Midger was the vocalist for Ultravox, of course. The title track, Vienna, became a signature song of the new wave and synth pop movements. Not my favorite song. Not my favorite album. It's not my favorite. I mean, they're okay. But I'm not like a big Ultravox person.
But
I guess I should listen more.
But I'm very excited to talk about the next one. Thompson Twins with Into the Gap from 1984. It was their sixth album. It features the hits like Hold Me Now and Doctor Doctor. Its infectious pop hooks and synth-driven arrangements made it a commercial success and cemented the band's place in 1980s pop culture.
If Tom Bailey is doing a tour of the United States this summer, which he is, and does not come anywhere near us so that I can hear Thompson Twins songs, again, I have said to you, I will be pissed.
Mm.
So the Totally Tubular Festival from 1980 is, of course, is great. Guess what? We can't go to that.
What?
Totally Tubular Festival select cities across the U.S., but it doesn't tell me.
What the select cities are?
Yeah.
They're so select that it's exclusive. We can't find out what the cities are.
Yeah, I'm looking to see what the cities are. Okay. Totally Tubular Festival is Thomas Dolby, Thompson Twins, Tim Bailey, Modern English, Men Without Hats, The Romantics, Bow Wow 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 Wow, Tommy Two Tone, and the Plimsolls.
Tommy Two Tone.
Yeah, we've seen Tommy Two Tone. 17 markets.
He's just really trying to milk that Jenny song, isn't he?
Yeah. All right. Let's see where it is. I'm going to try to buy tickets for it. Let's see what happens. Ouch. Let's see what happens. Because I want to see Tom Bailey. So that's what happens. Okay. Let's see. Inglewood, California.
Okay.
That's it.
That's the only place it's playing?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Summerfest. Is there a festival? It has these
groups. It's just like those groups.
Yeah. So. No, that's what I'm saying. But that's just like... You know, it might be smaller, but what I'm saying is this is a festival in that town. It's not like it's the name of the tour.
Well, there's that other 80s thing that I was trying to, like, keep track of that has some pretty good people. I was like, okay, we'll go to that. They're just California. It's like, okay, so here's the dates. Are you ready? Here's the dates. Denver, Colorado, Santa Barbara, California, Irving, Texas.
So they're staying on the West Coast.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, I'm just, let's see here. Seattle, Sacramento, Santa Barbara, Los Angeles, Oakland, Phoenix, Denver, Irving, Texas, Houston, Raleigh, North Carolina, Washington, D.C., Bridgeport, Connecticut, Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, they went to the
East New Coast. York, Atlantic City, Montreal, and then Detroit, Cincinnati, and Cleveland. You notice what market they missed? Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting really, I mean, not to be stupid, I am getting, like, kind of pissed off at these, like, tours because they are not coming anywhere near here, which is, we're a major market. Like, there's all sorts of little venues that you could play at.
I know.
There's one in Aurora. What the frick?
I know.
Oh, I'm getting angry.
Lots of people have gone there.
And so like that Good Axe. I mean, know. Good Axe have been. Rick Springfield was just there. If Rick Springfield can go there, I'm sorry that you. And REO went there.
REO was there.
You can play there, people. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, sidetrack. That was a little list that we put together of synth pop albums, and we hope you enjoyed. If you have an album that you really think that we should dive into, please reach out to us on our socials. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter,
and X.
Yeah, Twitter X. I call it Twitter. It's like it's always going to be Twitter.
When Prince became the symbol.
Yeah, every time
on the radio when they play a song, they would say the artist formerly known as Prince. So we'll say X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, I still will call it. It's just like Comiskey Park is always going to be Comiskey Park. It's always going to be Sears Tower. Don't care. If you've got one that you think we should look up, or if you have a topic that we want to discuss, or if you know of someone who wants to be interviewed, we'll love to hear from you.
Okay.
Please let us know on our socials. All right. Have a great day, everybody.
All right. Bye.